Okay with you all. It is now 10:05, and I'd like to call the February 8th, 2024 business meeting of the Harris County Commissioners Court to order. I would recommend that we take up all speakers to allow them time to address the court. Tiffany, would you please call the speakers up?
Yes, sir. First is Dick Tyson speaking on items 1, 2, and 3. You have 1 minute.
Mr. Tyson, are you here? Is that you? Come on up. Yes, sir. I should have recognized
you. Thank you, Commissioner. And I take my hat off in the house, and I appreciate the fact that I'm able to come up here still, and y'all are able to put up with people like me.
Thank you. Say your name for the record.
But in a minute,
Mr. Tyson, say your name just for the record.
I need the mic. That's what I do.
Just say your name for the record.
Okay. That the reason I came, Commissioner, was actually what I read in the paper and what I got in the mail. Yes.
Please state your name with the record. Would you say your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Dick Tyson. I live in Alvin, Texas. I've been up here before from a small child. So Commissioner's Court in Harris County is very important to all of us. And I brought some things for the commissioners that I just brought up here. Oh, okay. The commissioner... As you know, there's nothing more important to me than the process and you. And when I read in the paper of what we're doing today, it's so important. And I got a message that says it was a receipt for disaster.
So it's a state official. Mr. Tyson, we'll give you about another 30 seconds.
Yes, I'm just going to read this.
Don't read it all. Just kind of tell us.
No, I just want. Okay. Well, all right. Anyway, I got this good news, and my Bible is the good news because I'm Presbyterian. This to me was what it said is a disaster because we changed everything we used to do. And this email is a different one. There's a massive possibility for fraud, and that's what we're all trying to avoid, Commissioner, all of us. That we don't want the public thinking there's going to be a fraudulent election. And so when I see that our party that I belong to is scared to hold an election because we can do that and we've got to do it and we've got to not get in the position where people feel like elections are a secret. And y'all all feel that way. We all want a good election and a positive thing. And so I thank you if you'll take and read the email that I got, read the chronicle about what's happening to government. And we need to get back to where we're confident of what we're doing is good for the public. And I just hope the commissioners will realize that we've got to get things out of there and out here. And in the election process, we certainly don't want a conflict in our primary because, you know, that's one group of people over here on one side and another group of people over here on the other side.
Let's all have a fight. Thank you, Mr. Tyson. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
For allowing me to speak.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Jacob Clementich speaking on item 3. You have 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Jacob Clementich, and let me wish Miss Rodney Ellis happy Black History Month. Now, what I want to say about number 3 is election training centers. Well, needs of location to an election training center is of utmost importance, such as going to an NRG stadium and having it there because there was a park by NRG Sponsored by Energy, a job fair, and that was at Energy Park. And the Harris County Houston Sports Authority, that was good. But what I wanted to say is that Harris County Sports and Convention Corporation is good also. So both of them need our support because they bring jobs here to Houston, and those jobs are very important, especially to you elected officials.
Thank you. Your time is up.
Thank you.
Stuart Spoonmore, speaking on item 5. You have 1 minute.
Hi, my name is Stuart Spoonmore. I am the president of the board of Northwest Harris County, MUD number 36. I'm here in that capacity. I am here to hopefully enlist your help to team up with me to prevent the loss of approximately $350 million worth of tax assessed value of Harris County, of which about $25 million of tax assessed value is in my MUD district. Houston Housing Authority is purchasing 14 properties in the county, ostensibly for affordable housing. That is questionable. But one thing's not questionable is these properties will immediately come off the tax rolls. I would think that $350 million for the tax value would be important to the commissioner's point. I know $25 million off of my tax rolls is important to us, as it is 10% of my tax value.
Thank you. Your time
value.
Is up.
Thank you for coming, Mrs. Spoon.
I'm available if someone wants to talk.
Thank you. That's it for the speakers. Colleagues, we have 5 items on today's agenda, 4 of which are routine in accordance with updates to the business court policies, and 1 item. Item 1 is a proposed court meeting calendar. And I know Commissioner Garcia will be here when we just chat about that, which I hope is brief. I want to make sure from the county attorney's office, if we take a motion on the others, can he vote on it? He'll get here. Will he be able to add his vote for them, or do we have to wait? He can add his vote when he comes. He's coming.
There he is.
That's bingo. I was just making sure you could
sit in my other job. If you came in, you're doing an Al Green. Okay, we're just about to vote on those routine items. If anyone would like to discuss any of those 4 items, please say so now. And they'll be placed on the next regularly scheduled commissioner's court meeting, so that all members of the Commissioner's Court can participate in a discussion before the routine items. Now, if there's no discussion.
So moved.
Is that second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Oh, no. 4 ayes. 1 member not present. Item passes. Those 4 items pass.
Sorry, Commissioner. And this is items 2 through 5, and it passed unanimous.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, now let's take up item 1 under the county administrator, which we can discuss. I think our staffs have cleared those dates as much as possible. I will admit, I was looking at my calendar on a flight last night, and I added some things, but that'll be my problem. But I'll make sure I let you all know when I plan on being out. But is it okay with everybody? But you want to
say? I mean, the key was the 20th, and
20th of which?
We're not going to have court on the 20th.
This month?
Yeah.
You asking me?
No, I'm just saying that was the one day that was a clear no by the 4 people here.
Yeah.
And
so we're not doing it that day before I look at it.
Right. The proposal is we could do it on the 27th. We do have 2 members of court that aren't available on the 27th. So we'll have a bare quorum of 3 on that day. There is the option if the court's interested of making that a business court.
Am I one of those that won't be on the 27th? Because I'm trying to come virtually.
You'll be here on the 27th. It's the judge's office and Commissioner Garcia who are unavailable.
But if there's something controversial, I would say to my colleagues, you know, at least for me, if you ask, I'll pull it. But you can't come in virtually.
But the options are we can do a business court or we can do a regular court.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you prefer?
We need to do one or the other.
Well, let me ask you all, how far do we get behind if we don't do a regular court? I'm flexible. Obviously, I'm here, but I want to make sure. I just added a date that my staff didn't know about because I read my calendar last night on the flight.
Right. So what that does is if we don't have a regular court on that day, that means that we'll go almost 2 months without a regular Commissioners Court meeting, because the last one was January 31st, and then the next one will be March 26th. So that's a big chunk of time for departments not to be able to bring items to court.
Is that all right with you?
So we're having to do this because we didn't get the HCAC meetings scheduled.
Correct. Yes, sir.
How did that happen? I mean, we haven't had this problem before.
Right. And I think part of it was it wasn't a priority before, where at least for the last year, that wasn't raised by anybody as that they were attending. And so I think part of the issue was that when we saw that there was no one highlighting that they were going to be out on that day, on those days, we just went through and did it. So we didn't catch it. None of us caught it. Same thing with the TAC conference. There's another issue on the July 15th date that we're proposing, that we changed it from the 16th to the 15th, so a Tuesday to a Monday. But that Monday is the last day of the NACO annual conference in Tampa over the summer, and I know a lot of you attend too. So that's also an issue that we just realized is like, there is that also that meeting there. So those are kind of issues that we're trying to capture and make sure that we address for future years.
Gotcha. Yeah.
The last day in Tampa doesn't bother me. It'll be as hot as it is here.
I can make July 15th work.
Yeah, so can.
And I do think that the HCAC meetings, to me, that is imperative because we need our representatives to show up and make sure that we are utilizing the votes we do have on that body. To me, that is of fundamental importance for the county and for the region. And so I'm happy that we're moving it from the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
I can make July 15th work. As for the fundamental question, however, of the 27th, whether business or regular, just to make sure we all understood you correctly, if it's not a regular meeting, then we would have gone 2 months without a regular meeting. Is that correct?
Correct.
Uh-huh. I know Clerk Hutsmith wants to speak on this item. Clerk, are you on the line?
Good morning.
I see your hand now. And good.
Good morning. Hello, court members.
Thank you
so much. I know that you all are busy working on court dates, and I just wanted to chime in just a bit in terms of whether there's a business court meeting or a regular meeting on the 27th. I do have a concern there because I know that business courts were limited as to what we can bring to this body. And I know that we're moving forward with OCA and budget management to be able to execute on the acquiring of additional voting equipment. And so I understand the 20th move. If there's no court this month, I can't move forward on the acquisition of the voting equipment that we really need to get out the door to be ready for November and for future elections. So just wanted to chime in there. But I thank you all for your support thus far. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that and bring that up to the body.
So business court would preclude us bringing these kinds of issues to the table. Is that right?
Yes, sir. In its current state,
I believe. And I think
that is dispositive for me. Then I would.
Yeah, I think the consensus is we'll make it a regular court.
Yes, thank you for highlighting that critical issue, Clerk Cuthbert, and thank you and your team for your tireless work to get us ready for the primary. Many thanks.
Before we vote on it, I think it was under this item. Jay is not here. I brought up the issue of a court meeting for resolutions. We all are doing such a good job on not being able to restrain our friends when they ask. And I was reminded by my staff, under the current rules, you can have resolutions on the business court if there are no speakers and you just pass it. So as much as I can, unless it's a special circumstance, I told one department head last night that I couldn't do it. And then when I was informed of that provision in the rules that I didn't know about, I'll do it and they can present it at their office and I'll go. But obviously, if we have us doing three or four piece, then when we get to the regular agenda, some of us are I get a little hyper and I'm probably not as.
Yeah, I think what we talked about, it would be good if we could keep them to one per court member. That makes them that much more special.
Yeah.
But this is a good option for many of the others. It could be on the business court.
And when we can go, like the one that I'm not going to do, I won't name the department. I'm going to do my best to go over there and present it, but all of us sign it. Right. And it could still be special, but, you know, I hate that we go, that we take lunch, and then when we get to the millions of dollars worth of items we have to vote on, we get a little I get a little cantankerous around the table, and I would hate to do that. I used to be such a nice person. Is there a motion to?
Long time ago. Long old man.
Elementary school, I think. You just wait when you get here. As you get older, it's harder. You keep a smile. Is there a motion to approve this item? Is that second?
Are we voting on each particular sub-item or the totality?
Oh, just the first item, which was just court schedule.
The piece that I loved very much was moving the discussion list deadline from Friday at 3 p.m. to Thursday afternoon. I think that'll help our teams and all of us be even extra prepared. So I really liked that. So yes, I'm happy to move item number one.
And there's a second.
Sorry.
And it's approved as presented.
Yes, as presented. All those in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, vote no. It is unanimous. Item passes. Is there any other business? Well, you all have a happy Black History Month. It is 10:21. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all.